As far as the collection of talent offensively with the receivers and tight ends, biggest challenge as far as a threat and what they can do?
You know, I think that the Cowboys, they're a great team, and you know, obviously they have a lot of weapons offensively that you have to account for. So I think that as a defense, you just got to be aware of where everybody's at, and you know, make sure that you know that they have some dangerous guys on offense. And try and you know, do your best as a defense to take away those players.
What are you seeing on film with Dez and Miles, and how dangerous can
you know? I mean, Miles, explosive guy. Witten, you know, they got a great tight end. He can get up the field, and he's always going to get open to find a little space. And you know, Tony Romo, great quarterback who can get the ball out fast and find those open receivers. So, you know, they have a lot of weapons on offense, and you got to do your best as a defense to keep those guys contained and bottled up.
Is Witten unique? I mean, you guys have faced some terrific tight ends.
Definitely.
Gates,
you know,
and Keller, but how is Witten different?
You know, Witten, he's a bigger guy. He's not considered just the receiver. He stays in and he does his blocking assignments, and you know, we, as a defense for us, you know, we got a guy like Gronkowski that we're going against all year, so he's a good guy to compare Witten to as far as size and being able to be receiving tight end as well as blocking tight end.
You guys feel you've done a pretty good job against tight ends this year. Obviously, last week Keller, you know, limited what Keller was able to do. Gates as well. You feel like that's been a strong point defensively?
Well, anytime you have a tight end who, like Keller or Gates, who is going to affect their offense and get open and have big plays, you got to make sure that you try and, you know, get those guys at the line of scrimmage before they get going. So, you know, I think that, you know, Witten is a great guy, great player, so you have to make sure that you try and stop him.
You're obviously taking it week by week, game by game. But do you feel the defense is making strides, especially with last week's performance?
I think that we're doing our best to improve every week and make the corrections that we need to make week to week, you know, and that's coming in, watching tape, and then trying to correct all those mistakes, get better through the week of practice, and be prepared for the games come Sunday.
How best do you judge that? Do you judge it in yardage, the number of plays
you're
not giving up?
We're still winning these games, which is a good thing, and I think that as long as we continue to get the offense the ball and let them do what they do best, you know, we're going to be all right.
Did you feel like you guys were able to fill the void without Jerod last week pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, not having a guy like Mayo on the field is obviously going to hurt your defense. But, you know, I think that we did a good job of everyone stepping up and, you know, knowing that without him out there, so everybody has to step up. So I think that we did well as a defense.